Friends, on this Remembrance Day, the title of our meditation is The Value of Remembering. One of the phrases attached to this celebration is the phrase, lest we forget. And how could we? We would be a peculiarly ungrateful people if we forgot those who had acted on our behalf, even strangers to us. And so there is great value in remembering. And I want to suggest this morning just some of the ways in which remembering impacts how we live and how we think. First of all, of course, remembering prompts us to gratitude. If we have no memory, of course, we have almost no gratitude about us at all, because it is memory which calls to mind the things for which our gratefulness needs to be expressed. And on this occasion, that gratefulness focuses on those who have acted for our defense and our protection. Those who died. Those who suffered injury to body and to mind. Those who were spared, but carry great burdens. And of course, we remember that that's not all in the past. There are those, even now, who are acting to protect and provide security to us at personal risk and peril to themselves. By sheer coincidence, if I believed in coincidence, which I don't really, yesterday afternoon I spent some time in the company of a man who is about to turn 96, a man who has been a friend for about half his lifetime, a friend to me, and perhaps in some ways the person who most influenced me to come to Hamilton. And he's at that point in life where he is struggling with issues of memory, just the ordinary things. But he is also cursed with things of memory. Remembrance Day is a painful time for him. He was a young man in the Navy, maybe 21, 22. From his very brief description of it yesterday, something he had never shared with me before, and in fact, never very much talked about the fact I knew he had been in the service, but never much talked about it at all. But now it is haunting him. He, as a seaman, spent most of his time below deck but happened on one occasion on a convoy escort to be given orders that took him up on deck in the midst of a confrontation with German U-boats. And he looked over into the water and saw sailors whose ship had been sunk and who were struggling. And his ship couldn't stop, couldn't render assistance. And that memory now plagues him. It reminds us of the consequence of war, the ways in which lives were transformed. Now, I think that this man has probably been fortunate in that he has lived most of his life without this being the dominant thought of his waking hours. But the reality is it creeps back in years and years and years later. Even when he can't remember always very clearly what he did last week, this memory is etched in so indelibly that he cannot forget it. And I can only imagine that his experience is repeated over and over and over again in those who survived the war as combatants. Some, of course, came home with visible injuries, and others carrying burdens like this one, hidden away, but ever, ever so potent. And remembering these things prompts us to pray. And of course, yesterday afternoon, that's what we did. We prayed. Remembering, you see, reminds us of things for which we have cause to be grateful. Things that others have done on our behalf and for our benefit. But it also, as followers of Jesus Christ, triggers in us a call to prayer. A prayer of thankfulness, prayers for peace, prayers that we as sinful human beings will not take war and hostility lightly. And of course, we remember not just those who served, but those at home who live day by day with the fear of the telegram, the word that would convey news they did not wish to hear. And we pray for them, for they too carry on to this day, the pain of the past. We don't just feel sorry for them. We lament before God the pain that was and is part of their lives to this day. Because all around us are lives marred by war. And surely, remembering not only reminds us of reasons for gratitude and not only prompts us to prayer, but prompts us to value peace. Sometimes in our world we hear people speaking rather glibly of solving human problems by resorting to war. And of course we know that the story of the consequences for combatants in war is only the tip of the iceberg. Because in every time and season and place of war, there have been millions and millions of civilians, men, women, and children, who have suffered from hunger and disease and all the things that go with war, including being those unnamed civilian victims of anonymous warfare. So let us be a people who ardently pray for peace and seek peace. And it begins when we remember. So friends, I leave it with you to think about. You see, sometimes our themes in worship are intentionally upbeat because, of course, our hope in Christ is secure. But sometimes also we need to contemplate and not forget the ugly side of human experience and let it move us into the Lord's presence. And so as you, whether from personal remembrance or just a general awareness of things from the past, remember. May there be gratitude attached to your remembering. May there be prayer that follows. And may we treasure peace. And may we seek the Lord's presence and His peace this day and forever. For though it is somber, there is good news. Jesus spoke of peace. A peace which is sometimes obscured by human behavior and human circumstances, but a peace that is eternal. And we claim that peace His name. Thanks be to God.